This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
It's time for the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection on the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network. Live from the Ferg Sports Bar and Grill Studios, across from Tropicana Field in downtown St. Petersburg, Florida. Providing a positive perspective from the peewees to the preps and the pros across Tampa Bay and the USA. Get your head in the game with the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection and your hosts Mike Rickard and Ben Botham.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network. We're live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on this game day as the Rays and Jays do battle. Of course, sitting across from Ben Baseball Botham, who had a little weekend off. Welcome back. They're number one draft pick.
Wonderful to be back. You know, love being here at Ferg's. It was much needed a little vacation, but I'm back.
Well, that's not what your girlfriend called me and asked me how the show went with Ben. And I said, you know, I stumbled, fumbled, and bumbled, but I covered for you.
Well, I know you got it, Mike. You got it better than me.
We had a great show last week, but it's going to be better this week. We got an unbelievable lineup as usual, jam-packed, a lot of variety. We're going to talk a little business. We're going to talk Sports Fed with Roger Warren. We'll talk to Mark Ferguson, of course, the proprietor, as we come upon 30 years down here at 13th and Central. As they said today, college football, Michigan watch party taking place right now upstairs. You got Alabama watch party, Auburn, and then, of course, the Florida State Seminoles, his alma mater. And then tomorrow it's a Bucks watch party. We're going to be having a blast down here. We'll talk a little bit more about this. We're going to have the mist, balloon mist liquor. How do you describe those shots?
Oh, they're anatomized shots. So what it does is it takes a drop of alcohol, atomizes it into a mist, fills a balloon up.
See why I got Roger talking about it? Because I can't atomize. I don't even know what that means.
Sounds like you need a science degree to figure that out.
Exactly.
It comes out of a machine that is 18 inches by 18 inches, about a foot high, that cost $8,000. So atomizing, I know, is something that must be real scientific because, you know, we paid for it. It's expensive into it. But what it does is pretty phenomenal. It takes that drop, breaks it into a mist, puts it into a balloon. You take the balloon and when you breathe that in, just suck it in, you get everything you would from a shot except the bad things.
Well, we will be doing that all weekend long down here. And maybe we'll even let some of the guests later on have a try at it and throw them on the air. I don't know if we'll do that or not. But all weekend long, because we got the Bucks watch party, 6 o'clock. We got Rays and Jays, college all day. We'll be down here at our normal perch at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, 13th and Central. So come on down. There's a Georgia Bulldog coming in, a Seminole. It's big college football, and I love this time of year as we get ready to launch the show. We're going to talk baseball, of course, with Ben Baseball Botham. We'll talk to Peter Gollenbach, the accomplished author, in the second hour. Of course, Yankees with him because, of course, Aaron Judge is stuck on 60. I wouldn't say stuck on 60. He's got 11 games. I'm certain that I'm going to predict he'll probably finish at 63, 64.
That'd be great. I mean, 60's not bad company. He's there with Babe Ruth, and of course, he's chasing Roger Maris's record, which a lot of people consider as the official home run record for a season. You know, we got Barry Bonds ahead of him, Mark McGwire, and Sammy Sosa, but, you know.
I will be glad when those guys are not recognized any longer because Aaron Judge did it the right way, and he'll be a great role model for young kids. And who knows where he's going to go in this career. He's a young man.
Yes, he is. What is he, 27 now?
27 years. And I tell you what, talk about a guy rolling the dice on the contract. They made this offer to him. Lamar Jackson is doing the same thing on Baltimore. They made an incredible offer to him. And he said, no, that's not enough.
Oh, they certainly are, because, I mean, you can't get rid of a guy who breaks Babe Ruth's and Roger Maris's record and not keep him on the team.
The Yankee fans will kill you. You know what? There's conversation that the cross-town rival, the New York Mets, Cohen has more money than God, the billionaire, and he's going to make a play on Aaron Judge, and that would be World War III in New York City between the Mets and the Yanks fans. So Cashman and the Steinbrenners have no option. They've got to sign him. It's going to be a pricey price tag. All right, let's talk a little bit about some other history that took place.
Are you talking about 30 years ago today?
Pujols, man.
Oh, Pujols. Okay.
Right, you just brought it up.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, yeah, Pujols hit home run number 700. And this was, he did it two home runs in one game, and he did this back in 2014 when he hit his 500th home run. So it's a little flashback to 2014, and he joins the company of – there's only four people now that have hit 700 home runs. You have Babe Ruth, of course. You have Hank Aaron and the cheater.
Bonds. The asterisk, Barry Bonds. Hey, you know what I love about it? He's a great guy. And I can't stand the Cardinals. I worked for the Cubs organization. I can't stand the Cardinals, but I absolutely, without a shadow of doubt, recognize him because, you know, the father he is, great human being, humble. He's a cool cat. And it was great to see him play in the All-Star game this year.
Oh, yeah. And at the start of the season, I don't think anybody could have predicted him getting to 700 home runs. I mean, he was kind of slumping. He wasn't doing that well. His batting average was fairly low. And all of a sudden, he turned it on. Coming into the All-Star break, just started hitting home runs. His average went up and really came around for the Cardinals.
I actually think that I think that he actually got energized after that All-Star game, don't you?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you have to. When you're with all those young guys, he's got something to prove. He wants to leave a lasting legacy. Not that any player doesn't want to, you know, do well for the team and drive a guy over, but when you have the chance to hit 700 home runs and cement yourself in baseball legacy, you kind of have to.
A lot of people thought that the picking of Pujols was just kind of a promotional, put butts in the seats, tickets. But he's made a difference in games. He's been a difference maker.
Yeah, it certainly has paid off for them. I mean, he's a wonderful asset to the team. Home runs definitely don't hurt the team trying to win games. So
hey, let's go over that Ferg's from the front row standings right now. And, you know, I had to educate the big O. When he was doing the leaderboards, he was saying, minus 12, minus 11. I'm like, listen, I know you're a financial analyst, but it's 12 under.
Yeah.
And so school him on how to do the leaderboards, too, because I had him do them last week.
Okay.
While you were gone, it was a pretty sad state of affairs. Right. Didn't know if he even knew anything about baseball. I know he does. He's an athlete.
Yeah. So, of course, we have the AL East, which is probably the hottest division in baseball right now. You have the Yankees, 92 wins and 58 losses, with the Rays and the Blue Jays tied right behind them, both with 84 wins and 67 losses. And also, jumping a little bit to the Central, the Guardians are tied with them as well with 84 wins and 67 losses, and that's going into the wild card discussion.
We're an entire season in, and I still can't get used to the Guardians.
Yeah, it's
pathetic.
Not right, you know. But so Blue Jays right below are tied with us. Orioles still putting up a fight, 79 wins, 71 losses, and the Red Sox all the way down at the bottom, 72 and 78.
What'd you call them? The smelly?
Yeah, the stinky old Sox.
The stinky old Red Sox.
Yeah, they need a good washing.
Yeah, well, so. I tell you what, they did not represent the last, you know, Ferg's this time of year thrives on Red Sox, Yankees, Phillies get to town. But the second to last series, you know, tomorrow's the last home game here. And the Red Sox fans did not show up.
Well, you gotta,
much to Mark's chagrin.
Yeah, but look at how their season's going. I mean, they're below 500. They're
bandwagon riders.
480. It's not looking good for them. The AL Central, you have the Guardians, 84 and 67 at the top of it. The AL West, the Astros, have clinched the division with 99 wins and 53 losses.
The Cheaters.
That.
100%. They're damn good, though, I'm going to tell you right now, man.
For some reason, they have the Rays number, and that's going to be affecting us a lot.
But the Orioles will beat them two games in a row.
I don't know what it is. I don't know if they bring the buzzers with them when they come to Tampa Bay, but they find a way to beat us, and we got to figure something out if we're going to make a real good push.
The buzzers? I forgot about that story.
Oh, yeah.
Share that with our audience, because there's a lot of cheating that's gone on in baseball since the White Sox scandal back in the 20s, but I forgot about the buzzer. The beating the freaking trash cans.
Yeah, they had an elaborate system to.
Yeah, it's real elaborate. You're beating a trash can. It's not. But there was a technology.
Yeah.
Who used the technology?
So they had a camera that was looking down on the field, picking up signs, and they had a television set up right next to a trash can. And this was all exposed by John Boy Media. And you could see them banging on the trash can. You could hear it coming, or even Jose Altuve, when you see him after he hit a home run, running into home plate. He's telling them, don't rip off my shirt, because, well, underneath his shirt.
He had a wire?
He had supposedly had a wire, no confirmation. He said it was something from his girlfriend or something. I don't know.
Yeah, Gee, yeah, every woman wires you up, don't they, Roger? I mean, yeah, I've had plenty of women in my life. Oh, yeah, honey, go ahead and wire me up. What the hell? I mean, I know women that now put GPS on their man's phone, but I don't know about wiring them up.
Yeah, so I don't trust them too much. I don't like them, and I hope they get knocked out as soon as possible. Moving on to the National League, though, we have the Mets at the top of it, 96 and 56. But the Braves not too far behind. The Braves are pretty darn good, and they're putting up a good fight. The NL Central, the Cardinals at the top of it, 89 and 63. And, of course, that's on the back of Albert Pujols, once again, hitting home run number 700. Then in the NL West, you have the Dodgers, who have clinched the division with 104 wins and 47 losses.
Well, I actually think, this is my prediction, unfortunately, Stroh's Dodgers World Series.
I really, really am not hoping for that. You know, I made my prediction.
I know, you predicted the Jays.
Which isn't a bad prediction. You were saying
Well, you're a Rays fan. You grew up here, and that's blasphemy.
Well, they do have a spring training field down in Dunedin. I will say that. I'm not rooting for them. Also, we do have the hometown boy, Bo Bichette, on their team.
So, that dude is the real deal.
Oh, I'll tell you this.
In all clutch hitter, man.
In all my years of playing college baseball, playing summer ball against some of the top talent, Bo Bichette is the greatest player I ever faced. He glides across the infield like he was on ice skates. And this was back in high school at Brinker Field. So it was really something to see him play. And he is definitely going to be a star to come for the Blue Jays.
Yeah, you know, you go back to that Aaron Judge, and hopefully he hits it over the weekend. That takes a lot of pressure off of him as well. Then he'll have about 10 games.
I really don't think he's going to do it against the Red Sox, just because the Red Sox
think they'll pitch to him.
No, they've been pitching around him. I was over at Applebee's watching the game late one night, and oh my God, every pitch, high, low, outside, just trying to keep it away from him. And then finally, once he got a piece of it, he put it on the warning track. But you know, he is more than likely gonna reach that number, and I really hope he passes Maris. That would be historic, it'd be major, and be really great for his legacy.
All right, as I said, this is the official home of many, many watch parties. Today, I'll give you an idea of some of the games of note. 95 televisions down here. If you've never been to Ferg's, and you come down, you think you've got you got the Royals in the house, and we've got the Collins Royals coming in today. We've had their baseball team on, then their run to state last year, and that was a lot of fun. But if you got an obscure team, you know, that you're an alma mater, you just happen to be a fan of, we will put it on down here at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill. Of course, Clemson, Wake Forest, you know, being from Iowa, but I'm a Hawkeye. Iowa State, Baylor, that should be a pretty good contest. John over at Shrimpy's has his Georgia Bulldog watch parties. I'm sure Mark's over there checking on that right now. Michigan, Maryland taking place upstairs as we speak. USF takes on Louisville. This sounds like a basketball game, doesn't it? Kansas and Duke. But it was a battle of two undefeated teams. It's early in the season. And Mississippi State taking on Bowling Green. And I'm sure you're the busiest man I know. You probably haven't paid any attention to your they're the Bulldogs, right?
They are the Bulldogs. They're 2-1. I mean, I've watched a little bit of it. I haven't had a chance to follow it as much as I normally do. But
having your hands in about seven businesses will do that to you.
It keeps them a little busy.
Yeah, just a little bit. Of course, the big game, Tennessee, Florida. Are you a Gator or are you a FSU?
I'm a Georgia Southern Eagle.
Oh, got it. I forgot your alma mater.
My Georgia Southern Eagles are playing Ball State, and they should hopefully come away with a win. You know, we beat Nebraska. That was a huge win for us, and I was very happy to see my Eagles doing well there. So, gotta.
All right. Well, we're efforting Mark Ferguson and John. So, right now, let's we talk about it often on the show, especially when we initially launched. Let's talk a little Sports Thread. Roger Warren and Sports Thread is a cool, cool concept. That I'll turn over to you and let you elaborate on how it will help kids like at Hollins, kids in middle school, anybody in the youth, the high school world that's playing sports will embrace and love Sports Thread.
Yeah, absolutely. And thanks, Mike. The Sports Thread is an app that is designed to help youth athletes in both their social media side of it and recruiting. So if when we say youth athletes, it's not just your football, basketball, soccer, baseball. There's over 82 sports that we have on the app, including esports that is a part of that as well.
So, esports?
Esports is
well, also, that's right up your alley, brother.
It's another side that we definitely want to talk more about as well. But with SportsThread, SportsThread is a app, and for anyone that's listening, all you have to do is go to the Google Store, Play Store, or go to your Apple app there and just download SportsThread. Is exactly how it sounds, is the way it's spelled there. You can download it absolutely free. You can build a profile either as a fan, which is like a family member. You could also do it as an athlete and as a coach even. And with that, you build a profile. You can post like you would on an Instagram. And it gives you that opportunity to get yourself out there and to be seen. And the best part about it is absolutely free for anyone using the app. It does a lot of great things. And SportsThread actually works really well with tournament groups and companies. So if you're doing 7-on-7 football, or you've got combines coming up, or you're doing baseball camps or basketball camps, and you want to be able to do scheduling and registration, we can do that for you, and it costs you absolutely nothing to have us come and do that for you. We've got state-of-the-art software that we put with it. And as of just a few months ago, SportsThread is the only company that offers real-time instant age verification services, which means that, you know, you don't want your 16-year-old playing on the 14-year-old divisions.
Little League World Series. So no more. Remember when they typically, I hate to say this, where teams from Asia would come over, or the Latins would come, and they actually did not have their birth certificates, apparently, supposedly. So this will be a tool against that.
Oh, it's a great tool for that. I mean, and the thing is, the only other, if you want to call it competition, the only other company that does anything like that takes 4 days to figure the information out. We've developed an AI that looks at IDs, looks at birth certificates, goes through 13 different points, and can find whether it's fake. And actually about 8% of the ones we run are fake or incorrect, or they tried to cheat on there. So it does catch it, and it's a great, great tool for you to use as a tournament group. And here's the best part. Just as if you were to have them go through another company that takes 3 or 4 days, the parents are still going to pay $10 for that service. They pay $10 for the service with us, but you as the tournament group, you get $2 of that. So you get a revenue share back. So it's a way for you to create another revenue share coming in to help overcome all the other costs. And then, of course, it's completely free for your registration and scheduling with SportsThread.
So they get a revenue share as well?
Yeah, absolutely. So they can make money.
It's a slam dunk.
It means absolutely.
You know how many teams are coming to me right now for fundraising and assistance, and they're down here all the time?
Now, this is the way for them to generate some additional money through what they need anyway. The parents have got to pay it. They're going to pay it, or the tournament group is going to pay someone to look through those birth certificates. So they either have to spend the money or watch their parents spend the money. This way they get to get a portion of that back to them in a revenue share. So it's really all about providing and helping the athletes, helping the tournament groups, give them better options than what's out there. We have over 2 million active users on SportsThread. We're nationwide, and it's a great, great app to be able to be a part of and work through with it.
They're based out of Denver, and you've got you were a bright man, which typically you don't roll the dice incorrectly, with the exception of maybe me, and you've got Georgia.
Actually, not Georgia. That's the one I would like, but I do. We own the state of Florida, because SportsThread is kind of like a franchise. It's a territorial owned business side of it. So I own the state of Florida, the state of Alabama, South Carolina, North Carolina, Virginia, and the city of Houston, which is about as big as most of the states.
Well, you can't do any better from a football perspective having those in your portfolio, my friend. Hey, we're gonna take a quick break. Then we'll come back. We'll continue this conversation here on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network.
first quarter is over.
Never show weakness. Only pain that matters is the pain you inflict.
Keep your head in the game with the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. Live from the Clubhouse Studios inside Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Are you ready to rock?
On the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
I'm Captain Jeff Figgers from Florida Fishing and Adventures. Do you want to constantly catch more fish, spend less time changing baits? If so, Monster 3X baits, jigs, and scents are the answer. Monster 3X baits are tough, durable, and resistant, which allows you to catch more fish per bait. The combination of the Monster 3X lure with the ProCure bait super scent, you will be landing more fish right away. Whether it's the Monster 3X Ultra Soft or the X Swim lures, Swim Shad, Paddle Tails, Crawfish, or the X Frog, Monster 3X, you'll always find it in my tackle box.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill at the corner of 13th and Central across from the Trop in downtown St. Pete, serving Champa Bay for over 29 years, is your iconic headquarters to catch your favorite teams in action with over 95 televisions, 35,000 square feet to serve private parties, game-watching events, concerts, and of course all the Rays, Bucks, and Lightning action along with your favorite collegiate teams. Join the party every game at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
This is Mike Rickard, and I personally want to welcome our new supporter and partner, my Iowa friend, Barb with Champa Bay. Barb Grossenheider is with First Class Real Estate Gulf to Bay, and Barb brings her Midwest work ethic, her integrity, her commitment to every client, combined with her knowledge as she grew up in a family of home construction success for decades. Barb's energy and her bubbly personality take the stress out of the challenge of home buying in today's difficult market. I assure you, I've recommended her to my friends, and I look forward to spreading her professional service to all of Champa Bay. So reach out today with Barb from Champa Bay, barbwithchampabay@gmail.com, or give her a call at 813-564-4134. That's Barb with Champa Bay. Give her a call today, 813-564-4134.
Pulling out all the stops of the fourth.
All right, let's go.
Time to bring it home with the dub.
Yeah. Let's get rocking.
Stick to the game plan with a Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection live from the Clubhouse Studios inside Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Let's rock this joint.
On the Champa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Welcome back to Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. Of course, on this game day, the 24th of September, I pushed the calendar ahead because it's going to be a long weekend down here. Nothing but fun on college game day. And, of course, the Rays. You got Rays and Jays. Is that a 6:10 first pitch, I believe? Yeah, 6:10. Yeah, 6:10 first pitch. And then, of course, tomorrow, big contest. It is the my Green Bay Packers against your Tampa Bay Bucks. And that'll be a great one at Raymond James Stadium. It's absolutely.
Cowboys beat the Cincinnati Bengals with the motherfucking backup.
Well, we got another one of our guys down the street breaking down the Cowboys and my man. I'm on here. Thanks. But anyway, he's rolling about his Cowboys as he walks by. That's the beauty of live radio down here at Ferg's. You get some real characters besides the one that's on the mic. But we're talking right now to Roger Warren, a little sports thread, and. For these kids right here, do you reach out to the coaches before then we're going to go to John Shrimpy. Do you reach out to the coaches or do you try to do individually with the parents?
I mean, we do a little bit of all of it. I mean, it's, you know, you want to get the parents as well. It's important for the parents to get on and use this and be able to go through because there's notifications at tournaments that'll be sent out to them. There's a lot of communication. It's great with the coaches because the coaches can also communicate with their team through a chat version of the app as well. So it's not like the coach now has to give his phone number out, has to get those late night calls from the parents who are maybe upset that they didn't get to play and those
only,
types of things.
The only thing, Raj, and this is the reality, as you're well aware of, is parent involvement in many cases at the high school level. It is the coaches. So in those cases, you could work through the coaches,
Well, I mean, absolutely. I mean, I'd say 99% of the time we do work through the coaches into it. But, you know, when we're working with a more of a youth athlete, so we're talking more of the camps and all, and the parents are very involved, but they're spending the money and being a part of it.
Sure,
14, sure. 15, 16-year-olds, especially. And that they really need to be on the app and involved. When it comes to the high school level, it's very important for these high schoolers to get on Sports Threat early so they can put themselves out there. Maybe they're very, very good. Maybe they've got D1 colleges looking at them, watching them. They're getting offers. They're already being told, when you're a senior, you're coming to play at Alabama, Florida, Notre Dame. That's all great. You need to be on Sports Thread so you can build up your brand.
I have said that from day one, and we're talking to these kids, and then we'll talk after we have the two teams on. NAIA, D2, even Division III, because they've got grants available. I call them JUCOs, community colleges. There are opportunities out there, so they need to make sure that they're on a tool like SportsThread, and we'll continue that. Let's talk to John, and then we'll talk about that after we get both sets of high school kids on, because I think that's a hot button, because I ask them all, you know, what their aspirations are, and we'll see how many tell us that, you know, they like to play, and then they're looking, you know, for tools to get there. And right now, he's kind enough to stay on hold. I know you're watching one of your screens down there at Shrimpy's on your Georgia Bulldog watch party. What's the score right now, young man?
it's 7-0 Georgia. But, you know, we're playing a cupcake, so.
Well, that's not much of an impressive score, that's for sure.
Yeah, it just started.
I may be taking the weekend off since you got ranked number one on both the AP and the in the coaches poll. But enough of that. We know where your Georgia Bulldogs are. Let's talk about what's going on.
Yeah.
Let's talk about what's going on at Shrimpy's, of course. This is your third sports weekend. Of course, your Bucks and Bills in the NFL, and that's been successful for you. Tomorrow you'll be jam-packed, Packers and Bucks. And then you have the Georgia watch party, since you bleed Bulldog red and silver, gray, whatever the heck it is. But let's talk about your tailgate menu.
Yeah, we rolled that out for game day. It's we got nachos, beer cheese nachos. You can get chili, chicken, or shrimp on it. And then we got some hot wings, and we got mini dogs. You can get chili or beer cheese or New York style. And we got chili cheese fries, and that's our items that we have for game days, and they're all a really good price, affordable, and I know times are tough right now, so we tried to make a good football menu that people don't mind paying for. So, and
well, let's
we got buckets of beer. Yep. What's that?
Let's talk about on the beverage side. So you got buckets of beer. During the weekdays, you've got an unbelievable deal Monday through Friday from 3 to 6 for all the locals. And I happen to live 3 blocks away, but I quit throwing the coldies down for a while. So I don't really, maybe I'll just drive people over there for you. How about that?
That's right. You can be the DH. Yeah, so we already have an incredible happy hour food menu. And then we wanted, you know, I'm new down here with Shrimpy's, and I wanted to get some locals in here and meet them and take care of them, because I know we're neighbors. And we've got buy one, get one free every day during the week, the weekdays, 3 to 6. Buy one drink, get one free. It doesn't matter what it is. You can get high-end and martinis, and the next one is all on us. So, great deal. It's actually starting to locals are appreciating it. We're starting to get a really good crowd in here. So, if anybody's around the area, you know, come on by. And I'm usually here, so come meet me.
All right, brother. Well, we will keep promoting you. I know Mark's excited about the alliance, and we'll get over there and do a streaming show one of these Sundays that we pick, and we'll have a lot of fun with that.
Yeah, remember we got the wing contest now.
Oh yeah, we got the Ferg's wings against. He didn't seem too receptive to that. The wings contest between Ferg's and Shrimpy's. He probably thinks you stole the recipe. Did you bring it down from Georgia?
I didn't, but I tasted a few of them to get it right.
All right, man.
Well, he nailed it. They're good. They're perfect amount of meat and the perfect amount of crisp. And I'm not just saying that. They are really good. We sell a lot of those.
Facts are facts, though. So. All right, champ.
Yeah.
I'll be catching up with you later today. And then, of course, we've got tomorrow you've got the Bucks and Packers. And hold on, that will be a jam-packed group. And then get your docks and everything buttoned down for Tuesday and Wednesday. Welcome to Florida, buddy. Your first hurricane, man.
Yes, my first one. Now, tomorrow, this Bucks-Packers game, we've got we're doing a raffle tomorrow that goes to the Seaside Seabird Sanctuary. And we've got we're raffling off life-size cutouts. One is Tom Brady. And one is Aaron Rodgers. And you take it home, and it's like he's living in your house. So that's what we're raffling off tomorrow for charity.
All right, my man. Well, I'll be down here all day and got to head over to the ball game, the last game of the year. But I'll get down there this week, and we'll visit some more. How's that?
Oh, yeah. I can't wait to see you. Thanks so much, Mike.
Hey, give people the location before we let you go.
Yeah, it's Shrimpy's Waterfront at St. Pete Beach, 9524 Blind Pass Road, St. Pete Beach, and we're right on the water. We're on the water, beautiful view. You can watch that game, 25 TVs, and sit by the water and have some wings and chili dogs and enjoy a nice day over here on the water.
All right, my man. Have fun. Go Bulldogs. That's hard for me to say.
Go dogs. Oof.
All right. And
see you later, bud.
You bet. John from Shrimp. And next time you come down, bring your bride, and I'll take you over there and have a bite to eat. This may not be her type of fare here, you know, but they've got that Cajun food, man.
It's good. I love it.
Yeah, you had some. Well, let's switch gears, and then we'll talk more about sports thread and the impact we can have on these kids. Let's get some of these kids over here and send them on over. Grab yourself some lunch if you want, or appetizer. Same thing for you, Ben. Of course, we're brought to you by Body Armor. All of our Prep Connection segments are brought to you by Body Armor, and we're fortunate to have the support of Body Armor. These young guys know what it is. There's a Body Armor for you, fellas. I'm sure you had better things to do on a Saturday morning, and coach said, hey, we're going to go down and sit with the old man. But your schoolmates, the baseball guys, who had a heck of a great year last year, you were down here. So you probably told them, I'm not that bad of an old man. Hey, do you need some help there? It doesn't matter. You don't need those because you like them. You like to look cool. All right, because I got a big mouth, and that's quite obvious. All right, let's start with Coach. If you want to move that microphone there and just slide it over. How are you, my friend? Thanks for bringing the youngsters down here.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for having us up.
All right, talk a little bit louder, like you're at practice and you're trying to motivate them a little bit.
Got it.
All right. How many years have you been there at Hollins?
This is going on 6 years. 6 years as an educator. 5 years coaching.
I can't believe that, I've been talking to the Hollins guys. I apologize for not getting you on last year, because I like to put a lot of my energy into the Pinellas County kids as we've expanded this. And
thank you.
We'll get you on a regular basis.
Awesome. Yeah, we'll look forward to it.
So, I got it. I'm going to ask this to every team. Last Friday night, was that the most bizarre? Did you play in those weather conditions, or did you guys get your game moved?
We actually ended up having a pretty decent weather that night. We had the storm coming through. It timed really well where we were able to start the game off with no rain. We got a quick lightning delay just before the half that actually made it feel like it was halftime, because we came out shortly after. We weren't in the locker room very long, and played another few minutes, and then the half was called, and at that point we started getting pretty consistent rain.
Oh my God, I had the Seminole guys on, and that game lasted, I don't know. Well, I know that Blake and Middleton lasted till 1:30 in the morning over in Tampa,
yeah,
which is crazy. But I know they told stories of mud in their face. And
oh, yeah.
One kid running back thought he was going to friggin' drown, you know, landed on it. That reminds you of the old days. Oh, did you?
Yeah. There was a point during the game film where you could not even make out any players on the field.
I was shocked that they actually played that night, but you guys got your game in.
Yes, sir.
Oh, good for you. All right, so let's talk about the rest of the season. So far, give yourself a grade, you know, as far as where you guys are at. It's early in the season, and, you know, a lot of expectations, I'm sure. But as they say, when you go to play somewhere, leave it better than how it was when you arrived. And if you can accomplish that, that's a great feat.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we took an early bye week with a young team, a very, very sophomore oriented team. Only a couple juniors. We've got a good senior squad that have been doing a great job leadership wise with these young guys. We played what will probably amount to a state championship team out of Colorado for first week. Played Land O'Lakes.
You did?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't see that. And I was in Colorado for a decade. Where'd you play them at?
We played them out in at Freedom High School in the Orlando area.
Really?
Yeah.
How ASA cool was that?
They had a good experience. It was an eye-opener.
Oh, I'm sure.
They got to look at, you know, what the potential of high school sports can look like with the level of discipline and commitment that those kids were showing. It was pretty cool.
Well, so you started out, well, that was a little rough beginning of the season, but again, it builds character. That's pretty much what you told them, right?
Yep. The kids are realizing that, you know, it's hard work that pays off. It's not just God-given talent. They've got to put in the hard work, and they're willing to do it. And we're coming into the second half of the season now, where it's going to be mostly conference play. And, you know, we're just letting them know. I actually even reminded these older guys that this is conference play. It's pretty much preseason up until now, and it's what they make of it from here on out.
Well, the senior leadership, the reality is this is their last go-round unless they're going to go and continue to play. So they put a lot of passion and energy into that.
Yep.
And you have to remind them of that. Fellas, this is the last time you may play football with pads on competitively the rest of your lives.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. And our young guys, they're full support, 100% fully supportive of our seniors. They're going to continue to bust their butt and get the job done for our seniors and play their hearts out for them.
And I brought
a couple of our sophomores here today.
Well, that's good. And that's the beauty of it. They realize that, hey, we like these guys. We love these guys. We hang out with them. We play with them. You know, we sweat blood, sweat, and tears, as they say. And let's try to get them some W's before, you know, their careers are over.
Yeah.
So how many assistant coaches do you have?
We've got another five, which wonderfully for us with our coaching staff is we've got quite a few prior head coaches on staff.
Well, that's cool. You surround yourself with guys that know what they're doing.
Yes.
And that's typically the sign of a successful guy. And so coach figured that out, and that's good. Yeah, it makes your life a little bit easier as well, doesn't it?
It does. It does. As the young coach, it helps me a great deal having the leadership to feed into me and teach me as I try to step up and teach these younger guys.
Where are you from originally? Give us a little bio on you. And then
Massachusetts.
Massachusetts?
Yes, sir.
You a Boston Red Sox fan?
Yes, sir.
Man, why don't you pass that microphone to one of these guys? No, what we're going to do is I'm going to have him introduce all you guys. We'll take a quick break, and then we'll start left to right. How's that sound?
All right,
so why don't you introduce these youngsters?
Sitting right next to me is Joel. He's our team captain. He's a three-year starter. Jaquan is next. He's another senior. Great captain, great leadership skills. Tanner Hill. He has been a great kid for us at the center position this year as a sophomore.
Then center? I got a former NFL center coming on the next hour. You can talk to him. Played for the Bucks. You're the quarterback. Ryan Jensen's playing right now. He was the Ryan Jensen back in the day. I'm an old guy. All my NFL buddies are old guys. Randy Grimes was his name. Great cat. Lives down here. But you guys are the quarterback of the offensive line and call a lot of plays for a sophomore. That's impressive.
Teagan Davies, you've had him on here before with the baseball.
Oh, yeah.
He was their starting first baseman. Great athlete for us. Another one of our young
very, very good athlete. Yeah.
Michael Carpenter at the end. He's He's been a four-year starter, started as a freshman for us. Great leader.
Four-year starter? Bravo.
He's played really anywhere we ask him to play. Very selfless kid, great leadership. And then there at the end is our quarterback this year, Cedric. He's done a good job this year, and we're trying to continue to...
What year is Cedric?
Cedric's a senior, too.
You're a senior, and you got yourself a sophomore center. Occasionally, you have a little... Got to talk to the rookie occasionally and give him a little direction. Let's take a break. We'll come back, and we'll talk to each one of these youngsters individually down here at the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection with a conversation with the Hollins Royals on your Body Armor Prep Connection. We'll be right back.
Time's over. Reset the clock.
We're going to shut them down.
Dial the down.
Do it!
And get your head in the game.
Visualize an attack. Yes. Visualize an attack.
Yes. 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 With the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. Live from the Clubhouse Studios inside Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
I take a scotch and water. Hold the scotch.
On the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Storm Brewing Company helps you weather any storm. From their award-winning Bramosa Tangerine IPA to their original Wavemaker Amber Ale, Big Storm has you covered. Give Florida's craft beer forecast a shot today and find out where you can get your Big Storm at BigStormBrewery.com. Enjoy an ice-cold Big Storm at tap rooms located in Clearwater, Orlando, Ybor City, and Odessa.
This is Mike Rickard, and I personally want to welcome our new supporter and partner, my Iowa friend, Barb with Champa Bay. Barb Grossenheider is with First Class Real Estate Gulf to Bay, and Barb brings her Midwest work ethic, her integrity, her commitment to every client, combined with her knowledge as she grew up in a family of home construction success for decades. Barb's energy and her bubbly personality take the stress out of the challenge of home buying in today's difficult market. I assure you, I've recommended her to my friends, and I look forward to spreading her professional service to all of Champa Bay. So reach out today with Barb from Champa Bay, barbwithchampabay@gmail.com, or give her a call at 813-564-4134. That's Barb with Champa Bay. Give her a call today, 813-564-4134. Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, serving Champa Bay for 29 years, voted the Bay's best wings and sports bar, located across from Tropicana Field, is your sports headquarters and private party destination. Weekly live music, axe throwing, dog park, raised bucks and lightning watch parties, every game and 95 televisions to guarantee your favorite team's games are always on. Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, Champa Bay's iconic sports and party headquarters.
Pulling out all the stops of the fourth.
All right, let's go.
Time to bring it home with the dub.
Yeah. Let's get rocking.
Stick to the game plan with a Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection live from the Clubhouse Studios inside Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Let's rock this joint.
On the Champa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network and, of course, our Body Armor Prep Connection, having a conversation with the Hollins Royals down here at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on a game day, and it is active and a lot happening down here. And now we're going to we'll talk to the guys that put on the pads and are out there toiling every Friday night. Sometimes you got Thursday night games. Now, remember, I'm an old man, so I'm going to ask your name again. I just wanted to... Your name and position and what year you are, young man.
My name is Joel Wiedenu, and I'm an athlete. I play every position.
I like that. Coaches like that, too. You can plug and play, especially if your numbers are down, and that says a lot about you. Okay, and what year were you? Were you a senior?
Yes, sir.
You're a senior. Senior leadership. That's fabulous. Your favorite, talk a little bit louder, like you're getting in the huddle with these guys, and they're not doing what you want them to do.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so... your favorite memory playing high school football? It can be middle school football, I guess. But your favorite memory?
My favorite memory is probably Little League when I won national championship in New Jersey because I'm not from Florida.
Are you a Yankee fan? Giants fan?
No, sir. I'm a Jet. I'm Eagles.
Eagles? Are you an Eagles fan, too? I'm going to pass that mic by him. You've been on before. Anyway, okay, so... last week in the rain, that didn't impact you guys at all. It blows me away. I was thinking I would get some more great stories, but just a sloppy field for you guys?
Yes, sir.
All right. I got a question that you're not going to like. Girlfriend?
No, sir.
Smart man. Smart man. It's football season. You got to stay focused, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. So your favorite NFL team is the Eagles. Favorite college team?
Probably USF.
The Bulls almost beat Florida last week. That would have been an unbelievable upset. I know a lot of Gators that were sweating it out at home that thought that was going to be a runaway. All right. What are your plans after high school? Any idea? Probably not.
Probably college for finance.
Well, one of my buddies just left here. He helps me do the golf show. He went to Michigan State, and he works for Raymond James Stadium right now. There's Peter Gollum back. He'll be our next hour talking Yankees and Aaron Judge. Finance, that's fabulous. And think you want to play any ball?
Yes, sir.
Well, we were just talking about it. We'll talk to you before you leave. We got opportunities to get your name out there into the world. It's free. NIA, D2, whatever level you think that you might want to participate in. But I'll be talking to you about that, too. And the beauty of it, one reason I got involved is it's free and it helps these kids. You don't have the time, even though, you know, coaches call you. But this is a tool you can do that for. All right, want to do a shot at anybody at home?
My mom and my brother and my sister.
What's your mother's name?
Epiphany.
All right. Well, you have a very respectful young man here, young lady. And they can archive all this and listen to it at home. But I appreciate you coming down on it. I know there's things you'd rather do on a Saturday, but I appreciate you coming down. Good luck the rest of the season. Thank you. And congratulations on your senior leadership for these guys.
Thank you.
And, yeah, we'll use this mic over here. All right. Again, remember, I'm old. Your name, position, and year, young man.
My name's Jaquan Walton.
He got that Barry White voice. A little bit loud. You don't even know who Barry White is. A little bit louder.
My name's Jaquan Walton. I'm a senior this year, and I'm a safety and wide receiver.
Well, I like that. So you got wheels. We know that, right?
Yes, sir.
What's your favorite memory? You can go back to, you know, national champs. I mean, you can't beat that in Pee Wee football. What's your favorite memory?
Well, this is actually my second year playing. I joined last year late in the season, but I think this year has been a really good season for me, honestly. And the Needham game, it was a really good game. It was fun. It was really muddy, but it was a great game for me.
Well, I bet Coach was pleased. A late find if he hadn't played until mid last year.
Oh yeah, he came out about halfway through the season, and I've known him since he was a freshman. Finally got him out on the field.
Were you working those hallways looking for some speed?
Yes.
So he found it, and I bet you're pretty excited about it. You know, some memories, some guys you met that you wouldn't have met probably, right?
Yes, sir. I love this team.
I like that. You love this team. All right, your favorite NFL team.
I go with the Bucks.
Good call. You're from here. And your favorite college team?
It has to be Clemson.
Clemson Tiger. What? Are you a Clemson fan too? Listen, sophomore, don't be patting him on the back. He's a Clemson fan. Anyway, want to do a shout out to? Oh, what a most important question. Girlfriend?
Yes.
Probably a good answer if you have one. You know what a kid said the other day? I'd never gotten this one. I said, "You got a girlfriend?" He says. He looks around at his teammates like, I don't want to say anything. He says, well, I have a friend and she's a girl. I go, geez, whatever, dude. All right, shout out to anybody.
I like to shout out to my mom and my teammates and the coaches, but also to my girlfriend.
He's a smart man, too. But more importantly, mom's name, because that's the most important shout out.
Katrina.
All right, Katrina. I like that name. All right, young man. Well, good luck the rest of your season, and I'm sure Coach is happy that you went out and played a little football, and he's looking forward to some more fun second half of the season.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right, so let's move this over to the sophomore. You know, we don't usually have rookies on the air, but you must be pretty special there, sophomore.
Yeah.
Your name, yeah. Your name again, and I know what position you play, and you're a sophomore. So I got most of it on, but I forgot your name.
Tanner Hill.
All right, Tanner. bark it out like you're giving signals for helping the quarterback
call
out.
The huddle.
Yeah, exactly.
Want me to actually call the huddle?
Yeah. I'm sure you take control of a lot of things. You seem like that kind of personality. Your favorite memory, even though you're only a sophomore?
Probably when we go back into the huddle and be like, we're just having talks and stuff about all the stuff that we did last play.
You guys study a lot of film?
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's very important for you because you know you see the defense they switch into, and then you got to make an adjustment. That'd be tough for a sophomore. How old are you? 16?
I'm 15.
Holy moly. You can't even drive yet, and he's helping you call the plays. That's cool. All right. Your favorite football team, NFL?
Buccaneers.
Good call. College?
I have two. It's Florida Gators and the Clemson Tigers.
How can you have those two?
Because
they're opponents.
The best.
Well, they are very successful programs. I'm afraid that you guys are going to get beat tonight by Tennessee, though, Florida. All right. You better not have a girlfriend. You're 15. Girlfriend?
No.
Good call. And you want to do a shout-out?
I want to shout-out to my mom, Danielle Hale, and my father, Johnny Howard Hale.
Beautiful.
And, all my teammates at home, my coaches. I'll never be able to be here without them.
All right. Well, you seem like a humble young man, sophomore leadership. You're going to be the man in a couple years, and everybody's going to be looking up to you because you got a lot of experience. Of course, we got a four-year man over here as well.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for coming down. I appreciate it. All right, youngster, good to see you again. You had one heck of a baseball season. I congratulate you on that.
Thank you.
And so let's what position did you play again? I forgot.
For baseball or football?
You were first baseman in baseball.
Yeah.
I don't remember that. I remember that. I remember Coach Rogers. I meant the run. I mean, you guys, it was connection karma. You guys had to come down here and go get a W.
Yes, sir.
I think we had them down four games in a row. Remember that?
When we
had Holland's baseball team?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so let's talk a little football. Favorite memory?
I just started playing like when I was a freshman last year. Like, I haven't picked I picked it up.
I forgot again. You're a rookie.
Yeah, I just picked it up because my sister played kicker in 2019, 2020.
Your sister?
My sister. She's a kicker.
I thought I was hearing things. Wow. So you thought, man, my sister goes out football. I better get my butt out there,
yeah,
too.
So I really played for her because she wanted me to. I'm just going to stick with it now because I'm pretty good at it.
Oh, you're pretty good at baseball, too, young man. And you're young.
Yes, sir.
So you two will be I can see captains in the future in a couple years. You two guys, just keep your nose to the grindstone so you get there. You know, that's the key. I've been preaching to kids for 25 years. All right, your favorite? I didn't ask you football team. Favorite NFL team?
I like the Bucks, but my dad's from Philadelphia. And that's all we watched growing up. So
yeah, that's child abuse.
A little bit of both.
Poor kid. And no, I'm just kidding. In fact, we have watch parties for the Philadelphia Eagle fans right upstairs. We put them away from everybody because they're nuts.
Yeah, they are.
They're crazy.
They're crazy.
So we put them away from everyone. All right. Shout out to the fam.
I'd like to shout out my mom and my dad for supporting me.
Names?
Tiffany Davies and Billy Davies. They've been there since I started playing sports. They pay for everything. They support me, ups and downs.
All right, man. Hey, we got to take a break, and then we'll continue with the four-year man, and then the key to the offense, the quarterback, will be on as we run things down. Here on the Prep Connection segment of the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection, live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.